The vizier had not run far, for inside the apothecarium the veil of darkness howled like a captured thunderhead. It bleached all vitality from the room and its occupants, as if their very life force was being surrendered to sustain it. At the eye of this storm, I saw Agaman and the survivors of Khalgar's honor guard. Two were dead already, slumped against the medislab where the Lord of Ultramar lay supine and unconscious. Fenatio was nearest to him, but far from ministering to our wounded chapter master, he was fighting hard against a score of Necrons. Like the creatures we had fought on Damnos, they wore the skins of the dead like mantles or trophies, and carried no weapons as such, except for their dagger-length talons. The Damnosians had taken to calling them Flayed Ones. One turned as I entered the apothecarium, alerted to my presence by the vizier, who was skulking in the background, half smothered by shadow. It sprang at me, this flesh-draped horror. I weaved aside from its reaching claws and cut its midriff, parting abdomen and torso through its spinal column. I didn't wait to see it dissipate. More were coming. I shot one with my swiftly drawn plasma pistol. The burst took it in the chest, arresting its mad leap and blasting it into ether. I aimed at a second, but one of the flayed ones slashed my forearm, tearing up the vambrace and disarming me. Sweeping the Tempest Blade, I decapitated it. A third I impaled through the chest, staggering a fourth with a heavy punch. It was dazed, or rather I had forced a system reboot and it took a few seconds to adjust. Long enough for me to cleave it open diagonally from shoulder to hip. It phased out in a flurry of sparks. My efforts had got me as far as the medislab. Khalgar's recumbent form looked frighteningly still, and I tried to tell myself he yet drew breath. Some 18 Necrons had been struck down around us. Several had phased out, but the rest were currently self-repairing. In the encroaching veil of darkness, I saw more Viridian balefires flicker into life as the vizier summoned yet more warriors. I aimed my sword for Agaman's benefit at the vizier.
We need to end that thing!
The other defenders' bolters had run dry of ammunition long before, and the first captain had taken up one of the fallen warrior's relic blades in preference to his ceremonial gladius. The remaining honor guard wielded power axes, whilst Apothecary Venatio had his chainsword.
How do you propose we do that?
Agaman gestured to the Necron horde that had just redoubled. A ring of steel stood between us and the vizier. There was but a few seconds' respite to form a strategy before the flayed ones would be on us again.
With courage and honor, Severus. He won't escape this time. Make me a breach with your warriors, and I'll pierce whatever passes for a heart in this thing.
What of Lord Khalgar?
Fenatio spoke up.
I'll stay by the Chapter Master's side.
Agaman glanced back at me.
If this fails, you'll be overwhelmed.
I nodded.
Aye, but you always said I was reckless.
He summoned the honor guard and prepared to open the gap I needed. Self-repairing, several of the Necrons jerked back to their feet. Their jaws clacked as if laughing, and sliced their talons against one another in anticipation of the kill. For machines, they displayed an unnerving awareness of malice. I lowered my sword, looking down the blade as I adopted a ready stance.
Cut deep!
Leading the honor guard, Agaman charged the Necrons.
Courage and honor!
The sudden attack briefly stunned the horde, and for a few seconds they reeled against the first captain's fury. Agaman used his bulk and strength to break the flayed ones apart, ignoring the claws that raked his armor. He roared, cutting a Necron down with every sweep of his borrowed relic blade. Through the flurry of power axes, I saw mechanized limbs fall in a metal rain. Torsos were hacked apart, heads cleaved. Like their captain, the honor guard were brutal, relentless. My warrior's heart thundered with pride to witness such unstinting determination and bravery. Like a spear tip, they had driven deep into the flayed ones, forcing a channel that thrust all the way to the vizier. Embattled on every side, Agaman cried out and with one last effort made the breach I needed.
To it, Sicarius! Now!
The distance was short, my passage blocked only by broken Necrons underfoot. I fixed the singular orb of the vizier with a glare that promised retribution.
For Ultramar!
My fury was unstoppable.
Here, you die!
As I reached my enemy, I sprang into a shallow leap, using it to gain loft and additional momentum. With nothing held back, I struck down one-handed, putting every iota of strength I possessed into the blow. My tempest blade cut the staff in half and carried on without pause into the vizier's skull. I split him down the middle, bifurcating his cyclopean eye, and did not stop until I had sheared him clean through. Both halves collapsed in a frenzy of flashing sparks and thrashing wires. The vizier phased out before they even hit the ground. Triumphant, I turned to Agamemnon. The darkness was receding. My plan had succeeded. Agamemnon was down, parted from his relic blade. The three honor guard were strewn around him, slain. Venatio lay sprawled on his back. The apothecary was unmoving. Khalgar was alone, unconscious and undefended on the Medislab. As I saw the thing that loomed above him, I realized it would be his mortuary slab instead. My sword felt loose and heavy in my grasp. I scarcely had breath to speak.
No!
An old enemy turned to regard me, and in his fathomless gaze I saw the fall of empires and the terrible entropy of ages. He had returned. The Gilded King. My nemesis. The Undying of Damnos.
I am Doom!
As the darkness closed in around me and I drowned again, I saw his war scythe held over Khalgar in an executioner's grip. There was no pity in his eyes, no mercy, not even malice. Just a deep, abiding ennui that presaged an end to all things. The ice came back, crusting the ground and shawling my body in a sudden snowfall. Beneath it, I heard the beating hearts. They quaked the very earth. I gasped, but breath wouldn't come. Black spots flecked my sight, converging at the edge of my vision. I raged, but knew that I was dying. My gauntleted fingers slipped from the sword's hilt, and I heard it clatter uselessly to the ground. I fell to one knee, then all fours. Crawling, still defiant, I felt the scrape of talons pinning me as the flayed one swarmed. Swallowed by a sea of cold metal, something seized my face, and then a hand was clamped around my neck. A blade pierced my shoulder, another in my back, and I was steadily transfixed. Powerless, I could only watch as the war scythe descended. As the veil of darkness claimed me, I heard faraway voices, but dismissed them as nostalgic memory. I had died on Damnos and come back, but there was no returning from this. A dense ball of white heat flared in my side, prompting a gout of hot fluid to erupt from my throat, spewing up over my lips in a coppery wash. I spat it out, retching up the blood.